right, here we go with boots and salutes on this Tuesday morning, 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727 this morning, and you can start things off on boots and salutes. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I've got a big boot here for Mr. Miley this morning, saying that our economy is the way it is because of high taxes. Yet the man supports Trudeau's carbon tax, and then talking about Alberta's economy. Well, maybe he'd like to have been standing alongside Mr. Trudeau last week when the protesters were there and tell them how good their economy is. I mean, give your head a shake, man. Alberta's hurting hard now. Bye.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I, too, got a boot for our NDP, Miley, and anybody else that thinks the NDP are any good. Also a boot for our Justin Trudeau. I got a salute, though, this morning. I want to salute union members in Oshawa at the GM plant. They say that they're going to keep that plant running. It's their plant. They want to work. Well, you know what? You go ahead and run that plant, but you don't get one penny from the government. You don't get one penny from the taxpayers. You think you can make it a go? Go right ahead. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Oh, I'd like to salute the guy that ripped up my front lawn last night.
Yeah, no doubt. That's not good. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I want to boot the people that voted in your poll that think people should be charged for leaving their keys in their vehicle. I totally oppose that. I think what's mine is mine, and nobody's got the right to steal any vehicles. And I think the law should be tougher when they're caught. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And that's the Have Your Say that you can have at cjwwradio.com, where we ask, do you think there should be a financial penalty to vehicle owners whose vehicles are stolen when they leave the keys inside? 62% right now say yes. The rest say no. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. Less than 3 centimeters.
Okay, thanks for the call, and we'll be taking calls and entries throughout the course of the day. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all my NDP friends. They're like America. It's all gone to the New Democratic Party. Thank you.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Now back to the Have Your Say question at cjwwradio.com about whether there should be the financial penalty. SGI issued a statement. There had been some talk that there was going to be some sort of punishment, but they've decided not to do it at this stage. They just want to refocus on educating people about not leaving your keys in your vehicle, especially now, because we're getting to that time of the year where it's getting colder now and people have the tendency to fire up your vehicle, even if it's on your driveway, right?
Yep.
Let it run, and then when they come back out, it's gone. And it turns out that I can't remember the exact number, but I believe the police said as many as half.
Oh,
especially,
yeah. Yep.
Especially in the wintertime, as many as half of the result of keys in the vehicle.
Yep. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes. Since we're getting this miserable weather coming up, don't forget to think of our four little friends, furry friends, and the homeless.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to boot Justin Trudeau and his auntie. Thank you for taking my call.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Hello. What's wrong with getting a command start, and I'll take care of that problem.
That's a good point.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The first two callers should be neighbors. Sounds like they are. Have a great day.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. I'm somewhat surprised that we haven't had a call yet on the city budget deliberations that kicked off yesterday.
And they were at it away until 11 o'clock last night, and I think they get after it again this afternoon.
Yeah, what? So far over 4% raise in taxes right
now. I thought
now.
It was 3.5.
Okay, maybe it's gone down.
Close enough.
We won't split hairs over it.
No, we won't.
But yesterday, in going to have 10 new police officers.
Yeah, so the police are getting their budget. Remy Modern Art Gallery is getting its budget request, and there was one other. Oh, library.
Yeah, library, Sastel Center, and TCU Place also
in
on those budget requests as well yesterday. Good morning, boots and salutes.
If you don't like your vehicle, leave it running. Put a sign in the window, take me.
All right. Interesting thought. 306-938-0600 or toll free 1-800-667-3727.
I do understand the frustration, though, of those who voted no on the poll. I do understand that because it's unfortunate. I should be able to leave my vehicle open. I should be able to leave my keys in it. Now, I hate to be one of those guys. I remember back on the farm, but my dad's philosophy was he would leave the vehicle's keys in the vehicle because somebody might get stranded and need to borrow a vehicle to get help.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember
that. Was back in the day.
Yes.
That was back in the day. And it's too bad that it can't be like it was back in the day. At least some of the things about back in the day. You know, too often we romanticize how things were back in the day. But there was a certain level of trust and help your fellow human being in, right? Like, even if the keys are in my car, don't steal it. Like, it's not yours. Leave it alone.
I get that. But I see the other side of it, too, though. I can see the frustration in police. Because the police, they want to stop this, right?
Absolutely.
And the police are saying, well, the easiest thing, because, again, there's high-speed chases. There's all kinds of other things that arrive from this, right? So the police are saying, don't do that. That makes our life easier.
I agree with you 100% on that. And then is the question, like, nobody thinks they're going to get caught when they steal a vehicle. So is there the fear of punishment? Does that really do anything? Because nobody gets into the vehicle going, hey, I'm going to get caught.
No.
You think you're going to get away, right? So you're not afraid of punishment. So, but there should be more significant punishment.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. No, I just want to salute Dr. Oz, like with walnuts. He says it's great for the ones that are voting NDP and Liberal. It's good for brain food. It'll probably help them sway their votes back to the South Party.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I never realized Dr. Oz, but that's good.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to boot our mayor and our council. You know, I have to wonder who's in the mayor's chair. It sounds more like Justin Trudeau. Just spend, 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 and let the taxpayers pick it up. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. It's my understanding with this GM plant that's going to close in Oshawa that they're planning on focusing more on the electric vehicles. Is this correct?
Don't know. I don't know the details.
I had heard, speaking of the electrical vehicles, the hybrids, like the Volt, apparently they're going to discontinue that. They're going to go like full on electric vehicles is their move. So you could be right.
All right. Well, it goes, if people think the economy is getting bad now, is bad now. Think about what's going to happen here. You're getting rid of the gas-powered vehicles. This is bad, spells bad news for people that produce, in my estimation, of RVs and boats. I cannot see how electric vehicles are going to pull campers and boats. So right now, I would have to say, unless you've got a quick fix about how you're going to keep the economy rolling, you better leave things alone, or you're going to open up a whole new can of worms. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot SGI for their weak campaign, educational campaign. They're going to try to put out more radio ads and TV spots and newspaper spots that you're not supposed to be leaving your car running. Or your keys in it. Well, how did that work for the cell phone campaign in the last 10 years that you keep having record numbers every year? This is a farce. Anyway, goodbye.
Thank you for the call. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. Call earlier tomorrow. We'll get everybody on the air as the lines are jammed right now. Of course, coming up after 8 o'clock, Wade is in with the Pig Spleen Forecast, the official 2018-2019 CJWW Pig Spleen Forecast. We'll have that for you coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Also, birthdays, anniversaries on the way, and more legendary country from Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Hal Ketchum, and more. Boots and Salutes this morning brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got